This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the joint session of the Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa today. The Prime Minister said, "Our vision is of a world where the Global South rises, not against anyone, but for everyone." He said, "Global South is writing its own destiny."
The Global South is writing its own destiny, and India and Ethiopia share a vision for it. Our vision is of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
Mr. Modi said India and Ethiopia are natural partners in regional peace and security, adding that democracy is a way of life for them. The Prime Minister said India and Ethiopia share warmth in climate as well as in spirit. Nearly 2,000 years ago, the ancestors built connections across the great waters.
Nearly 2,000 years ago, our ancestors built connections across great waters. Across the Indian Ocean, merchants sailed with spices, cotton, coffee and gold. But they traded more than goods. They exchanged ideas, stories and way of life. Ports like Adulis and Dholera were not just trade and trade centers. They were bridges between civilizations.
The Prime Minister said India's national song, Vande Mataram, and Ethiopia's national anthem both refer to our land as a mother. They inspire us to take pride in the heritage, culture, beauty, and protect the motherland. Prime Minister completed his visit to the African country and left for Oman for the last leg of his visit to the three countries. Before addressing the session of the Parliament, Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid a wreath at the Adwa Victory Monument in Addis Ababa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman's capital Muscat this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. The Prime Minister is visiting Oman at the invitation of the head of the state of the Sultanate of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. The Radha Sabha has taken up the repealing and amending Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill provides for repealing of certain enactments and amending certain other enactments. Railways Minister Ashwani Vaishnav has said that as a consequence of various safety measures taken over the years, there has been a steep decline in the number of accidents. He informed that government has been able to bring down the number of rail accidents by 90% from 2014 to 2025. The minister was replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during the question hour today.
Compared to 2014, when the number of consequential accidents was 135 in 2014-15, we have been able to bring it down by 90% to 11 accidents this year. We are continuously focused on any incident which happens and we go to the root cause, try to figure out what is the systemic or structural problem behind that. And each and every incident, we work in such detail.
Replying to another supplementary, Mr. Vaishnav said the government has launched the Amrit Bharat scheme for the redevelopment of stations with long-term approach and the work is going on with a good pace. The Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025, introduced in the Lok Sabha yesterday, is expected to significantly benefit the agriculture sector. The bill proposes a statutory guarantee of 125 days of wage employment for rural families, while protecting farm operations during peak seasons. News just in. Parliament has passed the repealing and amending Bill 2025 with the Radha Sabha approving it today after discussion. Lok Sabha has passed this legislation yesterday. India Today summoned Bangladesh High Commissioner to India Riaz Hamidullah and conveyed the nation's strong concerns at the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh. In a statement, the Minister of External Affairs said that the Bangladesh High Commissioner was informed of the activities of some extremist elements who have announced plans to create a security situation across the Indian mission in Dhaka. It clarified that India completely rejects the false narrative sought to be created by extremist elements regarding certain recent events in Bangladesh. In cricket, the 4T20 International between India and South Africa will be played at the Bharat Ratna Sri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.